today.
Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선어해. 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선어해. 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선어해. 그런 선어해. 아름다워 사랑스러워 그래 너 그래 바로 너 아름다워 사랑스러워 그래 너 그래 바로 너 지금부터 내 때까지 가볼까
오빤 강남 스타일
You can translate. I'll give you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS, but I'm going to give it to you in English. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Welcome to this hour of the show. Coming up, you can chip in on Nail the Score. Around the bend, we will do that thanks to a power outage. We missed our last one, or we would have kept it on our normal day, because usually we would do it the day before since we have Thursday night of football. You know, football and politics, sports in general and politics, there are so many analogies between the two. It would take me a four-hour show to go through them. Analogies and cliches. There is something to momentum, and I'm wondering who you think has the momentum heading into this final quarter of the game, a very serious game that affects all of us because 4 years of a president, whether it's another four with Obama or four with Romney, is a serious thing to consider as an American in what direction we're headed. Not to mention all the legislative folks and what's going to happen with the Senate. What's going to happen with the two chambers with the House, because you have all the House seats that are up. I think it may stay the same where the Senate, the majority is Democratic and the House is Republican, but maybe not because there's some very tight races that could really go either way. When I look back at some bells that should have been unrung, but meaning, you know, that old saying about, oh, if I could just unring the bell, stupid gaffes along the way that might have hurt the campaign, I can think of a couple for Obama that weren't even gaffes, the things that are just what they are. Gas is double since he took office. Home prices are worth less, even though things are starting to look a little bit better. You don't have as many Americans that have jobs. Unemployment is high. There's no denying that. I mean, listen, one in six Americans are in poverty. If people are out there spending money, it's probably on plastic. For goodness sake, our future is leveraged on plastic right now because that's what we're doing. We have such a high deficit. It's ridiculous. So that's what the president and all of his men have had to defend on the campaign trail. And a couple of times they fumbled for sure in trying to defend the record and then figuring out how to say the future is going to be better. And what they came up with was the placard that you see around Forward. And, you know, it used to be Hope and Change, and of course you can't go to Hope and Change. Now, you might be listening to me and you might say, I think Obama's done a good job. I think he's unfairly getting ripped. And if that's so, hey, call the show. I always say right of right, left of left. This is the overnight buzz. I want to hear from everyone on this one. To me, I think the president has been, I don't have to attack with crazy things about what about his birth certificate and all this other nonsense. I just think the one word for me is he wasn't effective. He was not effective overall. I'm not saying everything he did was wrong. But he was ineffective in some key areas that I think are hard to defend. In defending that record, the narrative that I just gave you, how do you turn that around? And that's what they've tried to do. So what I think a lot of what the Obama people did in the beginning and in the middle is they just painted Mitt Romney as much as a right-wing Republican as they could, really push that, and that he doesn't, you know, you think this guy's going to figure it out? Who has a better chance of figuring it out? You know, that's what now is being said. Who has a better chance of figuring this out? And for Romney, for his strategists, then they've made mistakes along the way, too, where he's had a couple of huge gaffes. But I think the Romney people are pushing the right message of the business thing, like, listen, this is what I did, and here's what we can do. And this is, even though they try to nail him on, okay, you say 12 million jobs, where are you getting the 12 million jobs, and how are you reducing the deficit? You know, his push is, well, look at what you got. So how do you feel? How do you feel? Do you feel like you're better off, or do you feel as though you're in a worse position? I mean, we're digging out of the worst recession since the Great Depression. It's true, don't you think? I think so. I've seen more friends struggle than ever in my entire life. Now, some of you say you haven't seen that. So it may depend on where you live, your lifestyle, and a few other factors that would weigh into this. But who has the momentum? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you? Mr. Dan, oh, did he fall asleep?
Katie D.
Oh, that headset. We have to buy you another headset. Hey, what's on your mind, Dano?
You promise.
What's on your mind?
Okay. I got a couple things, and I got a question for you.
Sure.
One, the fact checkers checked out the fact that Romney said that the new owner of Chrysler Corporation was going to build Jeeps in China. And you know what? He said it. It's true. It really is. Chrysler Corporation is going to build Jeeps in China.
Yeah, and they're denying that. I called Chrysler. They're denying that and saying it's not true.
It is true.
It is true. Okay.
The owner of the company said so himself.
Okay.
Okay. Now, two, Ed is wrong. I listen to Trucker Radio as well as you. Sometimes, you know, when you're doing your reruns, I just turn that off and go to the Trucker thing. And
right.
The truckers are just talking about all the regulations that have come down on them under Obama, and they are all struggling just to make a dollar. I mean, they're really struggling. They're working harder, but they're working harder for less.
Right.
And their fuel prices have just gone astronomical, as you well know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fuel prices are ridiculous, yeah.
And now I have a question for you, and then I got something to say.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name me one business that Obama has invested our American taxpayer dollars into that has succeeded?
No, none, because he was pushing the green energy and that all flopped.
Everything
and I can't,
flopped.
I can't, and I mentioned the corporate tax, and the corporate tax is killing us, and that's the problem.
Okay.
The corporate tax.
Here's a question. This guy is guilty of treason, Kate. This the Benghazi thing is going to break over the weekend, and the news media is going to go with it.
Mm. I did the Benghazi thing. You're right. That there is your Achilles heel. There is your bell. There you go, Dan. You came up with one. The bell that the Democrats wish they could unring. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional
supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
American Gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
And the cleanup, the aftermath of this storm is going to be hard, and it's going to take some time.
It is going to be hard. It is going to take some time. I'm sorry if your power is out and you've got a backup generator and you're just crossing your fingers on that one. The East Coast now, at this point, you're still looking at millions of people without power. Pretty hard hit in Connecticut. We have a big affiliate there, WICC. Shout out to all of you. I've gotten a bunch of emails from you. I realize how tough that is. Bridgeport hit particularly hard. And it's about the utilities scrambling around, getting the crews out, clearing up the problem. What if a transformer blew up or you had down power lines, whatever it was that contributed to the power outage. My own family, two people were hit by that where they had a bunk in with other family members and they still don't have their power back. One's in Philly and one is in New Jersey. So there are a lot of things going on. Gas, can't pump the gas out. So in places, in pockets of New Jersey, a little bit in Connecticut, definitely in New York, there are gas lines, people are lining up, and then they can't get gas, and it's nightmarish. What's it going to cost, and how are we going to pay for it? There's another nightmare to talk about. Congress is going to have to come up with some emergency funding. FEMA is going to be out of do-re-mi. Where are they coming up with $60 billion? I have no idea. I mean, it's going to cost that. If you looked at any of the devastation, it's so widespread, 20 states. And to put this all back together again, it is definitely going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $50 to $60 billion. The election, things were back on track on Thursday, campaigning again, the Prez and Romney. And, you know, wherever you're listening to me, you got a slew of other issues that could be really big on your ballots when you go to vote. Bond things, could be some other prop that you're voting for. It could be or against. It could be that you've got council positions, that kind of stuff. And then elected officials on the national level, from, you know, congressman to a Senate or a governor that you're voting for. So there were a lot of things in the mix. This is a very big, big election, to be sure. And the presidential side of things, whatever poll you look at, you can twist it any way you want. There's no doubt this thing is close. According to the polls, it's close. But who has the momentum heading into the final moments of this campaign? Who has the momentum? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And coming up in our next segment, our last two segments, we're going to do a shortened version of Nail the Score. For anybody who's listening to us out there, Nail the Score. You can send us your guess once our supercomputer picks the game of the week. And you can do that by going to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in, like that, just like that. And we'll make sure that we do it, because we didn't get a chance to do it, obviously, on our last show. We had a couple of endorsements, and I one time did a show where I went through a whole bunch of endorsements. I did a segment or two and talked about, do we really give a hoot about who endorses who politically? It matters in the money sense when campaigning, and you have to raise money, because that's, you got to be able to do that. So that matters from that perspective. But I don't know, for the common man, you and I go and vote. Do we care who Donald Trump endorses? Do we care that Michael Bloomberg endorsed Obama and says it's about climate change and he's all about it? And does that matter? Does that affect the way that you think when you go and vote? And I'm going to say no. I don't think so. Rupert Murdoch endorsing Mitt Romney, Chris Christie endorsing Mitt Romney. You know, how much does that sway regular people? I don't think it does as much. You might look at it and say, oh, that's kind of interesting. Or maybe it's a politician you like, or somebody you like that endorses someone, so it kind of catches your eye. But I don't think it matters when you actually go and vote. Aren't you voting on, and let's face it, politics is personal. Aren't you voting on your situation? You know, so to say, are you better off than you were before is a fair question, but how much of that do you attribute to a president? That's the other thing you could ask yourself, right? So that question of what's in your wallet is really the question that people are asking themselves, and that goes to the how much better are you or not, because it comes back around to your financial situation. Because, you know, this isn't 1,000 years ago. We're not trading in shells and furs and, you know, whatever it is, dry goods that we have. Maybe some of you barter, but you're not bartering your entire life. I don't think that you can barter everything. So that's the problem. You have to be able to make a living. You have to be able to feed the mouths. You have to be able to pay the mortgage. And if you're caught in between, here's the other part of this. It cracks me up when I see financial people on shows. Like, no offense to Susie Orman. I mean, good for her. She lost her shirt. She was a stock person and lost, you know, went to bankruptcy, whatever. Grew up poor, made a fortune, lost a fortune, and then made an incredible fortune. So that's the American dream. But when she's on shows and she's telling people, well, you got to save this portion of your money, and it's ridiculous, and don't do this. It's like, do you think people are making $1 million? How are people saving for retirement, really? How are they coming up with the money to put the money away for retirement and still being able to pay their bills week to week or month to month or whatever? And the answer is I think that's not the realistic picture for most people. Of course, it's not, and it's not all frivolous spending. It's not that people are completely reckless with their money. It's that people are not making that much to stretch what they're making, and sometimes they're being asked to take less. And I think that's true. There's a statistic that is never talked about, and the statistic is underemployed. Underemployed, where somebody is taking something to take something, or they're stringing jobs together, and that's not going to get you to the point where you supposedly have this pot of gold saved up at the end. So that's why I say, you, when you look at the campaign and you say, what's in your wallet, that's what you know, this is the basic question we're asking ourselves. And I'll say one thing. The campaign, the Obama campaign in the beginning, spent a lot of time focusing on Mitt Romney, on the fact that he can't relate, that how could this guy be your president? And the problem with the Obama campaign, just the campaign, is that you still have to explain away. You still have to be able to explain away gas prices being higher, home prices not what they were before. If you look up the home values, the fact that fewer people are working and just can't find jobs. So unemployment is higher. As I mentioned, the statistic, the underemployed, that's a big one. When you say that one, and this is the United States of America, when you say that one in six people are in poverty, one in six, that is I think that's an incredibly high number. One in six people. And it's hard to defend that record. And it's not probably a good campaign strategy anyway if you're trying to play your greatest hits. It's what is the future going to look like? Toward the end of the campaign, the Obama people, I think, got that and they started to try to do it. That's why I say, who has the momentum? Who has the momentum in this one? That's what you got to ask yourself. All right, we're doing that nail the score thing on the flip side, so I'm going to get the numbers handy. You got to remember these numbers. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Tonight, we do this thing called Nail the Score. Dang it, we had to move it around thanks to a power outage. So we got a couple of quick segments for you. Here's how it works. You don't have to know anything about the NFL or the teams. You're just throwing out a guess. Our supercomputer will pick the game of the week. Once that happens, you can tell me what team you think is going to win and what you think the final score will be. It's boom, that easy. It's like playing the lottery. We're circling the numbers. Only you just don't have to pay those $1, $2, and however much it is you spend in the lottery. I was in line for a lottery ticket a couple of weeks ago, and the guy in front of me took out a wad of cash. I don't know how much he spent on his lottery tickets. I think he spent $100, and I think it was all in ones. It was brutal. I thought, this guy better not win if there's any justice, because he's taking too long, and the line is brutal. That's when it tries your patience. It's like, what, do you think you're at a strip club? What are you doing with the 101s? And I knew better than to even ask that question. So, yeah, that's when you start reading the cheesy magazines at the front of the 7-Eleven. So here we go. Charles in charge. Charles Sadler he's got such big muscles. He's dragging out his little girl. He has to bring her to work because she is a ninja warrior. I mean, this kid could kick the crap out of me, I'm sure, and probably everyone in this audience. She's the super chick. And so I think he had to bring his daughter to work to pull the computer out of the back closet that we have it in. But, Charles, let's let the computer rip. Oh, my goodness. It's the Sunday night game at the Georgia Dome. Atlanta hosting Dallas. Atlanta is 7-0, and Dallas is 3-4, which they're lucky to be 3-4. Without a doubt, I'm going to say the Falcons win this, and I think the final score is 27-14. I'll give the Cowboys credit for 14 points. There are so many fumbles, blunders, and problems on that team, and Atlanta should be able to pick their bones clean. I love Matty Ice, the quarterback for the Falcons, but it's home territory, and they're having a crazy season. Dallas could have a bounce-back game. I can see some people picking Dallas on this one, but I think that Atlanta's going to play tough on this, and I don't think that the Cowboys are going to get it together, whether it's, you know, Murray or Miles Austin or whoever it is. Whatever the targets are, who's ever moving the ball, I think Romo's still going to struggle there. So if you want to throw in your guess, you can do that by jingling these numbers, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're going to ask Charles, or send me the guess at americatonight.net. Let's go to, if he's there in the studio, Charles, do you have a guess for us?
Yeah, I think Atlanta's going to win. I think it's going to be 22-12.
22-12. Okay, so similar to mine. So Charles in charge likes Atlanta as well. Very nice.
I think
nice.
You were looking at my notes.
Yeah, and what is it that your daughter is so good at? I said she's a ninja warrior. Is she like black belt? What is she?
She's kung fu.
Kung fu fighting. That's
yes.
Her, right?
Yes. She's a big kung fu nut.
I love that.
She's actually going to a tournament this weekend.
Ooh, how old is she?
She's 8.
8 years old, and she's a kung fu fighter. I love it. Good for her. So, nailing the score. I know. I didn't mean to confuse everyone. I'm sorry. I apologize. You know that thing about the unringing the bell? Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, how are you? Rick.
Just nailing paling time.
Hey, do you hate it when people say Illinois? Do you ever talk to anyone on the phone and they say, are you from Illinois?
Nah. I hear it so much, I don't even pay attention anymore.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't know why I thought of that, because I had so many family that used to live in Chicago, and then people would say Chicago, Illinois. I'd be like, what? Illinois?
Yeah. you tell somebody you're from Illinois, they say Chicago? Like, that's the only town in the
I know.
State, you know.
Yeah, no, there's plenty of other towns, and they're great towns in Illinois, too, by the way. So
Chicago? You mean Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago, that state, Chicago. So I know you're going to say Atlanta, right? You're not going to pick the Cowboys.
No, I got Obama wins, mass suicide by teabaggers.
You are awful. You're awful. What do you say happens here in this game?
Dallas 14, Atlanta 35.
Ooh, 35-14. That's probably
that
a good guess.
Week? You watched that game last week?
I did.
Dallas Giants.
That was so sad.
You see, you were on Dallas there, Romo. I thought I could swore that he talked to one of his receivers.
Yeah.
Made the wrong pattern or something.
Yeah.
Looked like he flipping the bird.
He did.
Was I saying things?
Oh, he was upset.
He didn't,
but it looked like it. He was upset. That was a pathetic game. Another bad ending for the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, they've had so many like that. It's surprising that they're even you know, hanging around. But they are. Yeah. Somehow, miraculously, they are. But you pick Atlanta. That's a smart pick, my friend, because I think on home turf, there is no doubt about it that Dallas is just going to have a tough time. Yeah, sometimes, though, you could say, okay, Atlanta's won seven games, but the fact the home field, I think that's, man, I think that's tough to go against that. All right, how about Pete in Connecticut? Hello, Peter, how are you?
How are you doing, Kate?
Did you have your power go out?
No, luckily we've been pretty good. We didn't lose it.
Good. Good, good, good. That's a good thing. Pete, what do you think? You like Atlanta in this? You're not picking the Cowboys, are you?
Yeah, no, Atlanta 28, Cowboys 17.
28-17. You know what? My prediction is, Pete, I can't believe that anyone would even pick Dallas for this one. I don't think so. They've seen Tony Romo lately, and there's just too many things that would sway. You know, Matty Ice would have to have just a terrible game. Take care, Pete, up there, because I'm glad to hear that your power wasn't out after some of the things that we heard from other people. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Another Pete in Brownwood, Texas. Hello, Pete from Texas. How are you?
Hey, Bob. You doing all right?
I'm doing well. Now, aren't you a Cowboy fan?
I'm a Cowboy fan. Not since they did Landry like they did.
I know. Isn't that awful? You know what? I have the coolest memory of Tom Landry. I did a show one time with Tom Landry. He was so cool. He told me so many interesting things. I mean, it may be one of the most exciting interviews I ever did, just because I was so fascinated by everything he told me. And then he signed a helmet for me. It was neat. I still have it.
Really?
Yeah. The great Tom Landry. It was a very, very cool experience. Just a gentleman. Yeah, just a class act, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How about Cowboys 28 and Atlanta 34?
All right, so a close one. That's how the Cowboys have rolled. The games have been close, and then crazy things at the end have messed them up.
Romo has so much trouble throwing a pass with both hands wrapped around his throat.
That's a good description. I like that. He does. You know what? That's what drove Bill Parcells away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they. I don't know what's wrong with it. That all is theirs. They need a new head coach because this guy's just not cutting it. Dallas is an 8-18 for the whole year. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
But they're not going to win. They're not going to win Atlanta, not in Georgia. No way.
Yeah, I think it's a safe bet.
I guess I'll talk to you cats later.
All right, Pete, thanks. Enjoy the game. I'm sure you'll be watching it. You know, what are Sundays made for? Football. Sunday night game, too. That's my favorite because it's the end of the day, and it's I like the crew doing it. And I don't know. Sunday night football, to me, has kind of replaced the Monday night football thing. I used to love Monday night football. And I guess I'll still watch it, but it's not the same. So Sunday, the switch with Sunday for me has been, it's been great because I like that night game. It's usually been pretty good, too. It's the flex game. So they usually get a pretty good one. All right, we're going to take some more calls. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But first, I want to throw in a couple of the emails I got. Felix in Vermont says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney. I got to tell you, I think that Atlanta wins this without a doubt. They probably skewer the Cowboys, and I think the final score is going to be 45 to 22. And then here's another one, this one from the Renegade. The Renegade likes Atlanta as well, says Atlanta will win this one with a final score of 48 to 38. Wow, that's a high scoring game. Could be. Means the defenses are out to lunch for both of those teams. Taking more on the flip side, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
It's a Sunday night game at the Georgia Dome. Atlanta's on fire with the season so far. 7-0. Matt Ryan really coming into his own. Tony Romo looking to find it, and you know, they're 3-4. I think that they get beat up in Atlanta, and I think that Pete's right. They're an 8-8 team. Tony Romo only has, I think, a few years left to. He better do something. They better shake something up. This is the once incredible team. Remember how dominant the Cowboys used to be? And I know there's more parity in the NFL now and all of that, but what has happened to the Dallas Cowboys? However, the Giants last year, they weren't so hot starting out, and then look what happened. They ended up in the Super Bowl, but the Giants are still a much different team. We have a guy like Victor Cruz with a much different team than the Dallas Cowboys. And you look at, I mean, you just look at the Cowboys, where they are, where they're ranked. Like, the Cowboys' rushing offense, I was looking at the stats the other day, 28th in the league, right? 28th in the league. So, you know, go figure. See, the Falcons are first in the NFC South. The Cowboys are third in the NFC East. So what do you think is going to happen in this game? Ultimately, forget about the analysis. You're taking a stab at this. Is it going to be the Falcons or is it going to be the Cowboys? And what's that score going to be? Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. We love predictions. What do you think, my friend?
I think it's going to be a Romney landslide. Sorry, to my little friend Rick in Illinois. And I take the Falcons 27-17 over Dallas.
27-17. You're not a big Cowboy fan.
No, I'm not. No.
You root. Who do you root for? There's somebody else.
Green
Denver.
Bay.
Oh, Green Bay. That's right. Green Bay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that little comment I made about the rerun thing. You know, I'm a dedicated listener. But, you know, it's like preaching to the choir when I hear it, when I've heard it before. So no offense, Matt, sweetheart.
Oh, I didn't think there was anything offensive about that. No worries.
Okay.
We love you, Dan. I have no problems with that.
Oh,
no.
I love you too, baby. Yeah, you bet.
Thanks, Dan. One of our faithful. We love Dan. He tells great jokes. Are you kidding? There's no doubt about it. All right, we got Bill in Missouri stacked up. Hey, Bill, you get a shot at this. What do you think is going to happen?
Oh, I think it's going to be ugly for the Cowboys.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I'm going 42-20 Atlanta, and 35 of Atlanta's 42 points are going to be pick sixes from Romo.
Whoops. There goes another. I thought Murray was running down the right side. What happened there? I don't know. Yeah, I think it's going to be a rough day. It's going to be ugly. Let's hear that baby crying. That's the fans. That's the Cowboy fans. I'm sorry, all my friends in Brownwood. Oh, it's rough. It's rough. Bill, thanks. I appreciate it. It's rough. What are you doing? You're a Cowboy fan. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You know, I think I've said this before, and this isn't a name-dropping thing, but my background, you know, besides being a political junkie in business, just like all of you, I used to do sports, so I had a sports show on WFAN in New York and covered the Yankees and the Mets and all that kind of stuff and the Giants and the Jets. And I used to get death threats because I talked more about the Mets than the Yankees. I'd be like, are you kidding me? And it was just so fun. But I also did it in Dallas, Texas. And the Cowboys, I was traveling with the Cowboys during their heyday, the late 90s. On their charter. So I was there for the Aikman, the triplets, you know, the Aikman, Michael, Emmett days. And you knew it got worse, progressively worse, as we went through different coaches and different things started to happen. Because when I first would fly on the charters, they'd have beer and all this stuff for all the players and anybody else that was on the plane, too, by the way. And then as things changed and they started to play worse, suddenly there was no beers, and there was still a lot of food, but they didn't have any of the, they weren't boozing it up and celebrating because they were doing, I know. Well, hey, listen, Chan Gailey, that was during the Chan Gailey, he was having none of that. And then Dave Campo, such a great guy, Dave Campo, but the Dallas Cowboys were one of those dominator teams. Different times, though, for football. Some of that is related to the parity. Some of that is related to, I think, the owner and the whole control thing. But, hey, look at the Philadelphia Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles have had the same coach for how long, Andy Reid? And nothing changes there. They end up with Michael Vick, and they're riding this Vick train right into a brick wall. And look at what happens with the Philadelphia Eagles. They're trying to sell all these seats and all these faithful fans, just like the Cowboys. And the product they're putting on the field is ridiculous. He spoke like a true Eagles fan. So Sunday night is the game on NBC, and you got the Dallas Cowboys taking on the Falcons. It is our game of the week, and we're nailing the score. I have some other emails that are coming in, and I'll take those up till the top of the hour. We can slip in another call if somebody's trying to call through. Don't worry. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. You don't have to be a football fanatic. You're just trying to pick a team and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. Who's going to win, Dallas or Atlanta, and what is the score of this thing? You know, as much as we're talking about Dallas, looking at records of other teams, earlier in the day I was picking apart records just to see. And, of course, Kansas City played on the Thursday night, and they are 1-7, and they are horrific. No doubt San Diego ran over them. The final score in that game was 31-13. That's not a shocker by any stretch of the imagination. And then you've got Cleveland. Who knows when Cleveland finds their footing? Baltimore should smash them. They're 2-6. And if you've watched any of their games, good luck trying to predict what's happening with them. It's funny, you think of these teams with the potential and some of the players they have on the teams, but you know it's that the elixir, the elusive thing, is the people that are surround the quarterback, the offensive line, the coach, the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator. There's so many things that go into a team that have to click, and I think the biggest thing is less prima donnas in the locker room. If they have that team mentality, which gets harder and harder to hold together, but the team mentality, I think, especially in pro football, when you get that and you see that really start to work, I think that's there's your extra kick. There's the extra thing that 12th man that is so vital that makes a team like the Giants, struggling in the beginning of the season last year, really pull it together at the tail end of last year. And I think that's why to win the Super Bowl, that's why I think the Jets have had such problems, because they're kind of all over the map, and I hear their locker room is pretty much like that too. All right, we got a couple of coming in here from the email. So, americatonight.net. This one from Sean, who says, "Hey, Kate Delaney, I don't know if you remember me or not. I used to listen to you in New York. I've been catching you recently, and I got to say, I think the Falcons win this one. The final score, 38-27. Another one from Carl. Carl likes the Cowboys. Whoa, first one. And Carl says, Cowboys win this one. The final score is going to be 28-21. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.